Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of his imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today as we conclude our study on Islam, the fastest growing religion in the world, we will show how the Muslim faith plays a key role in the end of time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. As I list the nations that will form a coalition to try and destroy the Jewish state, you will see that the lowest common denominator is their Islamic faith. The psalmist wrote thousands of years ago that these nations would pledge to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, that her name be forgotten forever. That's where we'll start our study today, in the prophecy of the psalmist, found in Psalm 83.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Psalm 83 is a psalmist's prayer, praying that the Lord would intercede in a time of great trouble for the Jewish people. Let me just read a little bit of Psalm 83 to you. Verse 1, "Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. Be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up my head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones." In other words, here is this enemy of yours, God, who are coming up against us, the Jewish people, your chosen people. They've gone into meetings. They have crafty counsel coming together. They're going to come out of the meeting. Here's what they're going to say, verse 4. "And they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance." Now, that's almost a direct quote from Ahmadinejad on July the 9th, 2008. 2008, July the 9th, he stood in Tehran, Iran, among 4,000 Islamic radical leaders. He said, "We must wipe Israel off the face of the earth, and her name be forgotten forever." That was the 9th. On the 12th, Hezbollah attacked from southern Lebanon, attacking northern Israel. And there ensued a 60-day war. It did not break into a full Middle Eastern war, but they were trying to move. Hezbollah are the surrogates put in southern Lebanon in 1982 by Ayatollah Khomeini. They're the ones that killed 252 Marines in the barracks there in Lebanon. They have a desire, one desire, to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. I could stay here for probably the next couple of hours telling you how the Iranian influence is taking over the entire Middle East. What has happened in Egypt is now they have renewed ties with Iran, and they're following the Iranian pattern for a purpose of setting up an Islamic Republic. They have sent all kind of Grad missiles. The Katusha rockets are coming into Israel, but I've seen personally stood and touched Grad missiles with the name manufactured in Iran from the Gaza Strip into modern day Israel. They have an influence in what's happening in Lebanon. Sheikh Nasrallah, who is head of Hezbollah, this terrorist organization sponsored, paid for, equipped by Iran and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Nasrallah has taken control of the country of Lebanon. They are no longer a sovereign state. Read the news. It's there in the news as plain as the nose on your face. These nations are moving to take control. Notice here two states that are going to be included in addition to the states I've already talked about. Notice here in verse 6, it says, "And the Ishmaelites." Now, where did Ishmael go to live? I told you, Arabia. So he establishes Saudi Arabia. They'll be a part of this mix, of this coalition of nations. Look here at the last one in verse 7. Tyre, the land of Tyre. That's modern-day Lebanon. And so now we see the picture. Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Syria, Libya, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkey, Russia. these nations form a coalition to come to wipe out the Jews. Let us wipe them out, that their name be forgotten forever. Go back to chapter 38 of the book of Ezekiel just a moment. Chapter 38 of the book of Ezekiel. In chapter 38, it tells us the time when they're going to attack. Look at verse 8. And after many days thou shalt be visited, and in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always been waste, but is brought forth out of the nations. That's talking about the Jewish people. Out of 108 nations of the world, over the last 100 years, Jews have come to live in the land of Israel. Now notice what it says. And they are going to come, and they're going to dwell safely, all of them, in the land. Look up here in verse 11. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go up to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. That's a military terminology. The land are the cities of unwalled villages. You see, when Ezekiel wrote this book, he didn't know anything about F-16 fighter jets. He didn't know anything about the Mark V tank, the most sophisticated tank in the world. He didn't know anything about the Apache attack helicopter that could maneuver unbelievably any place in a war zone. Ezekiel didn't understand that. He knew that the only defense the Jewish people had was a wall around the city. So all he could say was, when they live in unwalled villages, they've laid down their defenses. They no longer are defending themselves. When is that? Well, I told you last time we got together. The rapture takes place, the Antichrist appears, and he confirms a peace treaty. The Jewish people, duped by the devil, believe he's their Messiah. Peace has come. The kingdom is in place. They lay down their weapons. They live in unwalled villages, and these nations attack. They attack. Joel chapter 2 and verse 3 says, the mightiest militia to ever be formed on the face of the earth comes to Jerusalem to wipe them out. Because that worldwide caliphate must be set up in Jerusalem. The Mahdi, most likely the 12th Imam, Ahmadinejad, says he's alive. He's about to appear. We're living in the apocalyptic age. I am the forerunner. I am the one leading the way for the Mahdi. Mahdi, Arabic Messiah. He will appear. He will bring all the world together and go to Jerusalem. Not Mecca and Medina, Jerusalem, to set up the worldwide caliphate. This militia, the largest one ever on the face of the earth, can only be formed by one people, the 1.5 billion Islamic people, who, if they are dictated to by the Quran and the Hadith, their holy books, must wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. The House of Islam requires it. Nobody can live in that land except Muslims. What happens? Go back to Ezekiel 38. Let me close with this, starting in verse 18. Notice what it says, Ezekiel 38, verse 18. And it shall come to pass in that same time, when God shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face, for in my jealousy and the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Look here in verse 21. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all of the mountains, saith the Lord God. Look at verse 22. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, upon his bands. That's including all of the people that live in their home countries. The military operation is going to be there in the Middle East to take out the nation of Israel. But all of his bands is referring to all of their nation from which they come. Now notice he said, I'll rain hellfire and brimstone upon them. Chapter 39, verse 1. Therefore, thou son of God, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Now, I'm reading from the King James Bible. If you have another translation, you may not have this, but here's what the King James says in the Hebrew word. Look it up. And I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee. Turn thee back and wipe out 5/6 of all these people. Let's just keep reading. Rest of verse 2. And will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause the arrows to fall out of thy right hand. And thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all of thy bands, and the people that is with thee. And I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beast of the field to devour. All of these nations, Syria, Egypt, Libya, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Russia, they all come against Israel. And they're wiped out by 5-6. They're wiped out. They're rendered inoperative. And the Muslim world has no longer that power on the world. Thus, God's planned prophetic scenario unfolds with the Antichrist ruling over a false religion in Rome. Islam must be wiped out because Islam is an exclusive religion. 9/11 was the beginning of the end. It started to unravel. Up to the rapture, Islam, major player in this world. Boom! Rapture. Islam continues on until they form the coalition and go against God's people, and they are wiped out. It's never in the history of the world, it's never been just like this. Stages set, every actor or nation in place to attack the Jewish state. Curtain is about to go up on the final drama, as foretold in God's prophetic word. One thing holds the fulfillment of these prophecies back. One thing, the rapture of the church. And then these prophecies are fulfilled. That's where we are in history. This moment. How do we deal with it? How then ought we to live? Father, thank you again for this divine description of the days of destiny, seemingly describing the days in which we are living. It's unbelievable to simply open the pages of Bible prophecy, read from the text, and allow ourselves to see this prophetic passage as a spotlight on current events. Dr. Walford used to say, this is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Let us realize where we are in your time. Allow this to make an impact on our lives so then we can live expectingly for you to come in the urgency of the moment. Thank you for what you're going to do because we've studied your word this day. My precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Indeed, a study of the prophetic scenario found in God's word for the last days reveals that an alignment of nations will form a coalition to go to Israel with the intent to wipe the Jewish state off the face of the earth. Current events indicate that the stage is set for these prophecies given by the ancient Jewish prophets to be fulfilled, and seemingly in the very near future. The Islamic faith is the fastest growing religion in our world today, and its holy book, the Quran, does call for a holy war in the future. The world today seems ready for these prophecies to be fulfilled. Please join us next week as we continue to learn how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...